Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Siriyaji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
So this union of Atma with Paramatma, or the individual soul with the universal soul, is what we want to achieve as much as possible. And these days we are trying to do this, to implement this as much as possible. So this mystical union with our real self, with our beloved Sadhguru, is what we want to achieve. With every meditation we want to come as close as possible to this. So for doing so we have to forget this individual I, this separated I, and merge into this universal I. And for doing so, forgetting this individual I, we have to stop thinking. Thinking is a series of memories and fantasies, ideas, projects, which compose up our individual I. So if you want to forget about these, we have to stop thinking. As soon as we stop thinking, the inner gate, the inner door opens. The darkness goes and the light comes. So, in order to stop or at least reduce these flows of thoughts, we have to activate our surat, our attention. Master Kripal used to say, surat is a faculty of the soul, not of the mind. The mind works in us through thoughts. The soul works in us through attention. And it is this attention that gives meaning, purpose to everything. Everything we do, if we are attentive, if we are well focused in what we are doing, then it gives us pleasure. Anything we do without attention, it doesn't give us any pleasure. It doesn't mean anything. We are not even aware that it's happening. Because we are somewhere else with our thoughts. So, especially when we sit in meditation, we should be fully in surat, well focused in the eye center. And steadily keep looking in the middle of what we see. As far as we are busy looking, we don't think. If we stop looking, then we begin thinking. So let's be very involved in looking. Minutely, penetratingly, let's keep looking in the center. And to help ourselves further on in stilling the mind, we also repeat the Simran with love and devotion. Not as a dry something, but it must be sweetened with love and devotion. Then it's nice, then it's effective. As if we were calling for our beloved ones. So we keep calling on him by repeating his names. That's what it means doing the Simran. Keep calling on him. Keep calling on him. And if we keep calling on him with sincerity and love, then eventually he'll come to bless us. So let's keep meditating at this by being steadily in the center, looking and looking in the center, and calling on Him by repeating His holy names. Nothing else, just this. Then the inner door will open, the darkness will go, and the light will come. And this life will make us feel wonderful. So let's keep meditating like this, by praying to your Supreme Sadhgurus, please shower the grace upon us.